Some years ago, I playfully made up a little saying for occasions such as today. It goes like this. I hope those on the stand understand how long we can stand to sit. This morning, that little phrase reminded me, Garrett, just remember, you're the last thing between these wonderful graduates and their graduation celebrations. In his poem, Four Quartets, T.S. Eliot voices a memorable thought. Quote, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Through the unknown remembered gate, heard, half heard, in the stillness between two waves of the sea. Close quote. As a memorable fixed point in time and space, BYU commencement can be a spiritual benchmark. Commencement invites us to look back in gratitude and appreciation. It also invites us to look forward in anticipation and exploration. Today, as I return to a university campus I have loved for many years, I invite you to return with me to three BYU freshman experiences, which to this day invite me to become my best BYU gospel self. First, BYU freshman experience. When I was a new freshman, a group of students began a madrigal singing group. Each was an experienced madrigal singer. My closest experience to organized singing was I knew the old joke about not stepping on a banana peel. That is, if you don't C sharp, you will B flat. That was the extent of my musical background. At a pivotal moment for this new, very uncertain, slightly afraid new freshman, that was me, Alan, Charlie, Christina, Susan, and others smiled and said, Garrett, come sing with us. A simple gesture I remember to this day. These were individuals I wanted to be with, that I wanted to be like. As I think across the years, I wonder if opening a circle to include a new freshman who never before or since has been invited to join any singing group made me want to make every circle bigger, more inclusive, more welcoming. For me, building a community of covenant belonging was real at BYU. Second experience. Friends and I were preparing for a wilderness camping trip, grand adventure for a city kid like me. Before we left, Kirk took me aside and explained, we take turns driving, so you need to know how to drive the four-on-the-floor stick-shift van. Something I didn't know how to do, but I learned. I learned to drive stick, which turned out to be a very useful skill I later used on my mission and since. But the real story came as we went. Garrett, my friend, said, as we were packing, please go to the BYU bookstore and buy a box of Books of Mormon. Why a box of Books of Mormon, I asked, so we can share with people we meet on our trip. Now that was a whole new idea for me, a box of Books of Mormons on a camping trip. But that's what we did. In a normal and natural course of meeting people at gas stations, grocery stores, and elsewhere along the way. Now, I hope that you have each made amazing friends at BYU, and that as we read in Alma, you will continue to encourage and bless each other and those around you wherever you go next. For me, courage and confidence to be true, even different when necessary, was something nurtured here at BYU. My third experience is one of many with BYU faculty, dedicated women and men who intentionally make the lifelong success of students a major measure of their success. I took a freshman Book of Mormon class from Dr. Sir Arthur Henry King, world expert on Shakespeare and rhetoric, a devout adult convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Professor King often said he was a missionary in reverse. He knew from personal intellectual experience how lone and dreary the world is without the light and warmth of restored gospel truth. Professor King and many other devoted BYU faculty showed by experience and example how academic excellence and open, authentic faith are complementary and can bathe us in the light and color of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Life lessons in avoiding false dichotomies, in harnessing spirit and intellect so that they can go together, bless me to this day. Now, I hope you're thinking, Elder Gong, I think I get it. You're sharing BYU freshman experiences at commencement to invite us to distill our best BYU experiences in a forward-leaning, forward-learning, anticipatory way that will bless us and help us bless those around us. Yes, please. May I share my two BYU commencement hopes and invitations for each of you. First, my hope, my BYU commencement invitation, is that you will reflect and distill with love, appreciation, and gratitude, as Macy suggested, your own personal narrative about the best of your BYU experiences. From being a freshman to now, think how you have grown spiritually and been enlarged intellectually. Think how you've developed in character and commitment to lifelong learning and service. Please pass those testimony blessings forward. Come sing with us. Please bring a copy of the Book of Mormon and share how you feel about Jesus Christ. Express appreciation to a member of the BYU community who has helped you. My second BYU commencement hope and invitation for you is that you will continue to become your truest, happiest, freest, most authentic gospel self. In other words, your best BYU self. Please let this BYU commencement be a personal invitation to you to become on a personal level what President C. Shane Reese has invited BYU as a whole to become. On a personal level, becoming BYU invites us to become our truest, best BYU self in lifelong faith, service, and discipleship. We become our best BYU self as we live forward our double heritage, our bilingual ability to speak in the language of our disciplines, professions, and training, and in the language of faith as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. We become our best BYU self as we humbly and with courage, faith, and skill live forward being one in Jesus Christ and building faith-filled communities of covenant belonging. We become our best BYU self as we live forward our opportunity to nurture, build, and contribute, to be open, inviting, and supportive, so there are no foreigners or strangers in our household of faith or in our neighborhood or community. Wherever you go, please say to your bishop or branch president, when the Lord has a calling for me, I would love to serve in our church. In our often noisy, cluttered, unsettled world, please continue to focus on that which does not change. Who we are spiritually, our spiritual identity, whose we are, covenant belonging, and how we use our God-given agency to continue discovering and becoming our best BYU self. Your best chapters in life are waiting for you to write them. Fill them with meaningful service and contribution, serendipitous delight, and spontaneous joy. build covenant communion with God and covenant community with your family and those around you. As more houses of the Lord come closer to many of us in more places, please continue your most precious education. Come, and come often to the Lord in the house of the Lord. Bring your spouse and children, the spouse and family you have, or the spouse and children, the family you will have and become. So we come full circle. Someday I hope you will come again, as I have done, to this beautiful campus. Whether you come in person or in memory, may you preserve the best of your BYU experiences. May your life's journey with the covenant and sacramental life, deepened in meaning and enriched by your capacity and desire to serve and bless with a fullness of joy. On this day of your celebration and graduation, I salute and celebrate you, BYU graduating class of 2024, your family, your friends. I testify of God, our eternal Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, and of the restored gospel truth, virtues, and values that enable us to be happy and forever. May each of you precious BYU graduates, with gratitude and appreciation, continue to become your best BYU gospel self, I pray, in his sacred and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.